Save the Semantics, episode 253. It is Monday, April 1st, 2024. My name is Myro. This is the podcast where I ramble on for a bit about some shit. Recording this, once again, I'm repeating myself. Recording this on a Monday because I can and I want to, alright? Is it early in the week? Yeah. What are these stipulations that I set for myself that I can only record on the weekends? Who said that? I said that. But no, I've outgrown that. I've outgrown the notion that I have to do things by some completely just made up rule. You know what I mean? It's more so it's just like consistency or whatever. But this is also consistency. Recording this whenever I want, how I want, is a form of consistency, I would argue. So that's the case. Who cares? Whatever. It's a nice day. It's a lovely day, actually. It is the perfect weather, an opportune moment to record a podcast. I have a dandelion in my hand. And I'm gonna blow it for good luck right now. I haven't done that in a while. That was satisfying. I'm a little loopy. I mean, I don't know. Oh, I just did not feel like getting up today for my Monday duties. You know what I mean? I hate how almost universal that sentiment is. I hate that. It's so like, why does it have to be that way? I know it's just because the way things are structured and blah 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 blah, and it's just how things have always, you know, how things have been for a long time. It was just a 7-day week. Monday is going to be the starting day of the week. But why does it have to be the way where it's like, once your weekend is done, you have kind of almost this, like, sinking feeling in your stomach. You're like, oh, God, you know what I mean? Why has it got to be that way? I'm not saying it always feels that way. I'm just saying right now, especially, I'm like, dude, I just want to, I feel like, you know, I've slept in a little. I've slept on occasion. I've slept in a little this weekend, but nothing crazy. I feel like it hasn't really done me any favors. I feel like I'm still trying to catch up on sleep. So, I don't know, man. And I got up at a decent time. Well, I got up on a normal time. I don't know. Why do we have to do the Monday, you know? Like, it's both, like, ironic and also unironic. And unfortunately, I'm kind of leaning towards the unironic side of things, where it's, like, it does feel like kind of a genuine feeling of, like, hey, I don't want to deal right now. I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to do this whole charade. You know, just kind of let me sleep a little. That's kind of where my head's at right now. Whatever. You deal. You push through. You move on. And then you get to a point in the day where you can record a podcast by yourself, right? That's living the dream right there. Anyways, this week, like I mentioned on Saturday, in regards to playoff standings, all that stuff, meaning the Warriors, have a little bit of separation now between them and the Rockets due to the Warriors' wins and then the Rockets' loss against the Dallas Mavericks. There is about a 1 point, it's like a 1.5, I believe. I haven't checked the standings today, but I believe it's like a 1.5 to a 2-game lead game break on the Rockets. So pretty decent gap, I would say. So it feels, again, still nine-ish games to go. Anything could happen. I'm not trying to jinx it for anyone. I'm just saying a lot of things can happen. Where the Warriors More likely than not, but I'm not a betting man, as I've talked about last time. I am not a betting man. The odds are in the favor of the Warriors to maintain a 10th seed and move forward into the play-in tournament. So that's good-ish news for us fans, I guess, on that front. But there is still potential for Houston to somehow... Listen, they went on a 11-game winning streak. It's possible they can get into one more final crazy winning streak down the line that could really, you know, cut into that separation between the two teams. But it's more, the Warriors have an easier schedule. The Rockets have a bit of a tricky one. So it seems to be that things are a little more situated, but it's not over. It is not over. We still got 9 more games. We got the rest of the month leading up into the playoffs, which start up around April 20 something, I believe. So that's exciting. It's coming right up, man. It's going to be right around the corner, which is nice. Exciting stuff for sure. The Warriors face off against the Rockets, like I mentioned, this upcoming Thursday. If Houston somehow cuts the gap by winning a couple of games and us losing a couple of games, then that Thursday game is going to be a lot. It's going to be pretty significant. It'll be interesting to see how that goes. I think that I didn't realize that we had already won the matchup series against them, so that's good. That provides like a game break if we somehow tie in the standings. So that's good. That's like another kind of barrier for them to kind of secure a play-in position. So that you got that going. Like I said, I'm not like, of course I'll be happy to see my team in the play-in. I am not expecting a lot, a ton from you know their performance in if they do somehow get into the playoffs. But I'm gonna enjoy it for what it is. Among other things, obviously there's gonna be more basketball just during this week. Every game is gonna matter for the teams that are, you know, playoff contenders. So that's it's gonna be exciting. There's been some mix-ups here, like in the Western Conference, Eastern Conference, right? Like the Knicks. I mean, they did lose some games, so them kind of now it's like the Cavs and Knicks trying to vie for a third seed, and then everybody else in the Eastern Conference is just kind of trying to secure some kind of spot there. And Western Conference, you got the top three seeds, and then you got everybody else kind of going at it. So yeah, there's a lot at stake, which is exciting during this time of the year. There's also college basketball, which I caught up on. You know, I know I'm not a big college basketball connoisseur, but March Madness is sort of wrapping up because it's no longer March. It's now down to the Final Four, I believe, and I caught one of the games just because I was like I was essentially waiting for another like NBA game to start up, so I was like, let's watch some college basketball, let's see what's going on. And I watched Clemson versus Alabama. I know nothing about any of the players. I know nothing about the teams. I just know Alabama is about Roll Tide and all that stuff. I know they're much more of a dominant football force than they are a basketball force. I do have some knowledge about that. And them advancing, this will be the first time in their school history of advancing to the Final Four, in the men's, basketball tournament. So that's pretty exciting. It's good for them. And then, it was like, it was just sort of, it's these kind of like one-off elimination games, I think, are pretty fun, which is, you could argue why the play-in on the NBA side of things was, kind of successful. Gives much more weight to each individual game. The NFL, and pretty much not every other sport, because that's not correct at all, but sports like, soccer with the World Cup, the NFL and their playoffs, like these one-off elimination games are very exciting. It is the single moment when, a bunch of people are tuned in, right? Because it's sort of this one game determines the fate of everything, right? And anything can happen. It's like, it's if basketball, if playoff series were like one game eliminations, that would be, I mean, it would be chaos, man. It would be chaos. It's hard for me to kind of imagine that scenario because they've done these series for such a long time, but it's hard for me to imagine, like, it's like, no way, it's just, it might be too, I don't know. I mean, one, they need to make their money. That's just the cynical way of looking at it, but I'm right, right? Like, you can't just have it be one game. What are all these people paying for, man? Or, I mean, how are the, how's anybody gonna recoup any of their money if they only play one game, It's gotta be at least four. Four games in both stadiums. It's gotta drum up some a little bit. I mean, I get it. It makes sense, but it would be pretty crazy if they somehow did it. I mean, it would just be kind of difficult to make it work because of just the location. I mean, it's like you gotta find. It just wouldn't work because it's not. They're not. With like the NCAA, they're not playing on their home court, I don't believe, right? Most teams, I don't think they really play on their home court. They play elsewhere in different parts of the country, right? There's like designated arenas where games are happening. That's not the, not the university. There's no home team. There's no real like home court advantage unless one university has just more fans than the other, right? It's all based on, it's just kind of, it's so, I mean, it just, there's no such thing as home court advantage, technically speaking, for college basketball, at least. So, I mean, I guess there's that nuance. I don't know. I mean, I think it would just be difficult. I don't know. The plane works. The plane works for what it is. But I think if you were to extend that to the entire playoffs, it'd just be kind of a mess. As like, how do you argue the logistics of that? It's like, okay, so if like the. If you got two Eastern Conference teams duking it out in a Western Conference state, that doesn't work. I don't see how that works. That just completely defeats the point of fans engagement, And there's no home or road, there's none of that. I just feel like that would probably kill. I don't know. Not kill, but it would differ. And push away people from maybe enjoying the game. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. But you kind of get what I'm saying, right? This past week, or actually rather, what I want to say, this upcoming week, when I have the time to do so, obviously I'm going to catch up on basketball and stuff like that, but I do want to take the time to try to progress through Baten Kaitos. I want to make it a goal of mine to try to beat the game this month. Is that a little ambitious? Maybe. But yeah, I want to try to beat the game this month. Just because I have a trip, I have a kind of a big sort of work-related trip planned for next month. And I'm not gonna bring my Switch for that. So, I want to try to at least enjoy and beat one game, I want to make that a goal of mine because I haven't, like, I mean, look, I admit Balatro has taken up quite a lot of my time, sort of during my downtime. It's just hard for me to engage with games that are very story heavy, you know, story focused, right? I want to be kind of present and, you know, engaging with the material, but I can't just be like half-assing it and, you know, listening to music at the same time as playing. Like, I can't do that. With Balatro, I can do that, as I've talked about before. So that's kind of why. Balatro, I can kind of turn off my brain a lot, which is like good. I like, yeah, I mean, sure, there are some moments where it requires thinking and stuff, but it's just kind of this. It's like slot machines, kind of, a little bit. I mean, there's more strategy. I've talked about Balatro. You know what I mean? But I can do it while doing other things, like watching basketball. I can multitask while playing Balatro. I don't have to, you know, I don't have to pay attention to it. But with something like Baten Kaitos, I have to pay attention, man. And I just haven't felt the, I haven't felt the want to. I just need to set aside time to like play the game. When I want to, and I want to, you know, read the story, read the dialogue, that kind of thing. So yeah, I that's kind of a goal. It's a little ambitious, just based on like timing and stuff, and just based on my current like work schedule and everything. But it's something that I want to do. I really want to, because. This isn't like I'm not at all like I've been enjoying the game as I said, but I just wanna, you know, I wanna move on too. I don't I think I'm like a pretty good way through the story, but I think I still have some ways to go. I'm interested in seeing how certain plot elements get reconciled. I'm interested in seeing kind of how things progress. If there's any other kind of twists and turns that kind of come this way. But yeah, I would like to, 'cause there's also, you know, later in the year, I do want to play other games as well. And, earlier this year, I mean, I did technically beat a game this year. I finally beat Triangle Strategy, right? But that was a game that I was essentially kind of on for 2 years almost, because I got stuck on a level. And I don't want to do that to, you know, Baten Kaitos. I want to kind of stick with it. I want to have the characters and the story sort of fresh in my memory. I don't want to just kind of let it go because just because of, you know, obligations and stuff. I mean, that happens, of course, but I just want to, you know, I want to enjoy it. I really just want to kind of stick with it and enjoy the process of playing through it because and really just kind of stick with it, really. I mean, it's much more of a sense of me being kind of what's the term? Being just on top of it, right? Just being kind of sticking with something, being kind of disciplined or whatever, you know, just because I haven't been, you know what I mean? But yeah, that's just kind of the case. That's just sort of how I feel about how I want to proceed with the game. So yeah, it's sort of like a goal. It's a goal of mine to, you know, stick with it. Because I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't want to treat it like a task or anything, but I do get, and I'm not someone who is trying to just complete games for the sake of completing them. I just want to, you know, I sometimes have a bad habit of not finishing shows or things or, you know, what did I mean, game, I mean, more often than not, it's shows or books or whatever. And it's not that I have to, and it's like if I don't enjoy these mediums or these stories, I don't feel like I have to finish them. It's just more so that I want to finish them. I want to see it through to the end. And I feel like it would be a bit of a disservice if I just sort of left it untouched. Because whatever. I could make a bunch of excuse me. I can make it a bunch of excuses of why I'm not finishing up a game, and it just time commitment. It's justifiable. It's not that big of a deal, but I just want to see it through to the end because I want to, and I also want to play new other games as well. That's sort of my feeling towards it. So the game that I currently so Baten Kaitos, the remastered version, it comes with 1 and 2, which is cool. Another game on the list. But I'm probably gonna hold off after I beat the first game, into diving into this one. I'm trying to think of like what game I would want to play, 'cause I don't know, that's fun to think about. There's a few games at the top of my list. Now, I mentioned Okami a little while back. That's something that I wanted to pick up and play, and that might be something on the list as well. I heard the game is sort of is semi long as well, but so I kind of want something that is a bit shorter, kind of on the shorter end of, the play time. So I'm thinking I might revisit Ace Attorney. I beat the first two games in the original trilogy, and I started the third one, but I didn't progress very far. So that's one I might revisit. Another one is Outer Wilds. I've only heard great things about that game, and it makes me really want to get into it and pick it up and play. The Unicorn Overlord, that might be a game for kind of later in the year. I just I you know I got I essentially have right now I have like th you know I have Baten Kaitos 1 obviously that I'm playing through, and then I have Final Fantasy 10, Final Fantasy 10 2, and then, well, I guess that's kind of it. Oh, and then Baten Kaitos. Did I say Baten Kaitos 2? It's like 3 JRPGs on my list of like the kind of backlog games. And now it's like I don't know if I'm gonna get to the sequel. I don't know if even 10-2, Final Fantasy 10-2 is really necessary to play, but I maybe I'll wanna check it out, So I kind of have I have those games as well, lined up in the whatever theoretical backlog of things. So there's a lot of there's games that I've bought. I don't want to fall into this problem of buying games and then not playing them. If I want to buy a game, I want to play it after I almost immediately after I buy it. I'm kind of stockpiling them, which is I don't want to get into that habit. I really don't. Because then I'm gonna push the off playing them. I mean, I can, it's it, when it's on sale, it's kind of hard not to. It's like, oh damn, like $5 for this? Like, how could I not pick it up, But I have quite a lot now. It's starting to build up, and then it's like, oh, I want to get Unicorn Overlord. I still haven't played Live Alive. I haven't played the Star Ocean remake. I haven't played what else? That's the there's it just like it just adds up, right? So Astral Chain, there's all these games that I have, but I don't want to get into the habit of like buying it and then kind of putting it off for later. Like I want to buy and play it. That's just kind of that's when it's satisfying, you know what I mean? When I buy the last couple of games that I've sort of bought almost on impulse, which were Super Mario Wonder and then Balatro, both have been really great. I mean, they've just been it's exactly what I've kind of wanted, you know what I mean? I enjoyed it in the moment of kind of purchasing it, but it's just something if it's just sort of kind of sitting there, I don't know, I feel It's just like, okay, I just kind of bought it for just, just to have it on my list. And it's like, I would prefer if I just, if I, when I purchase something that I get to sort of experience it upon purchase, right? It's not that crazy, but that's just sort of where my headspace is at. It's more satisfying that way too, because it's like, oh, I've been really looking forward to playing this game, but I can't play it right now because I don't have the time. But I'm gonna buy it now because it's cheap, right? But I guess it's also a little different too, because it's like on a digital library. You don't have like the tangible cartridge, at least for the, at least for the most recent games that I've bought from the eShop. But you still see it on your home screen. You're like, I'll get to you. I will get to you, I promise. But so it's a little better than that, than just like having the actual cartridge just sitting there, and you're like, ooh, I could just pick it up and stick it in, That's just kind of, it's right there. It's a good, it's tempting, right? It's when you were a kid, you were sort of taught restraint from, games or other activities that are, the fun activities, right? And so as sort of a reward for doing your homework or chores or whatever, you get rewarded by spending time playing a game or whatever. So it's like, that's kind of like what drives you. You know what I mean? That's what kind of drives you to do the things that are necessary to develop as a child, to become, sort of like a good child, right? And you're kind of doing that too as an adult, where you have to hold off on doing the things you want to do, because you have to, you gotta pay your bills, and you gotta live, and you gotta take care of yourself. You gotta do all of these things to sustain a living, right? I don't know. I don't know. It's just the motivations are similar. You gotta do the thing to be the right person, right? But so then you can go and enjoy your $60 video game. It's a very similar feeling, except you have, maybe you have some disposable income now, and that you can sort of treat yourself. Technically, if you have no boundaries, or if you don't have discipline, there might be the case where you might just buy the games because why not, right? And you aren't essentially, or and you pl and you just kind of play them. You just let go of all of your responsibilities, and you just play video games, right? I mean, some people do that, but I can't do that. I don't think most people can do that. Some people do, though. But I think it's just sort of, I don't know. It's just kind of interesting thinking about these things. And your relation to gaming, as you grow older, and that sort of thing. I've it's it's I know I reiterate this a lot. I've very much grown to appreciate gaming much more now than I did as a kid. I mean, I think I can kind of, sense, I can sense thematic elements, and I feel I can have a better idea of what the creator's intents are, and their sort of vision, and their artistic vision and whatnot. While, when you were a kid, you sort of just enjoy it because of just the fun it kind of elicits, right? That's another thing too, with the time of the time you spent with games. I want to spend that time. I want to really be immersed in the story, and kind of just fully embracing it. It's really a just kind of this moment for me where I can really just it's like reading a book, you know? It's or whatever type of medium that you resonate with the most. It's like that. I just without other things in the way, you know, other you're not looking at your phone or you're not getting distracted by some other thing. You can just kind of sit there and really put yourself and sit yourself down and just enjoy whatever it is that's kind of in front of you. And just kind of take it all in. And I feel that I value that a lot, and I want to continue to value that because I think it's important to, I don't know, it's important, and it also gives me things to reflect on. You know, like the past week, I've talked about, you know, some of the movies that I've seen, and you know, what some of the things that I took away from them, and it's similar how I've sort of approached with, you know, story game. It's like story, you know, focused games. I really try to sit and kind of reflect, and just, you know, maybe some stories are not as deep as others or introspective as others, but there are still things, you know, maybe some JRPGs have the most basic ass plot that you've seen a million times before. It's just you're gonna defeat the evil, whatever, but there are still moments throughout it that you can really dig in. There are character moments, there are character arcs, the individual interactions and that sort of thing. The music is a big thing. There are things that you can still appreciate despite the simplicity of things. You know what I mean? I know I'm ranting all over the place right now, but yeah, I'm sort of reiterating that I value what the games I have play present to me. I want to respect, you know, what they're choosing to show, even if it's not something I necessarily agree with, or if it's something that I don't particularly enjoy. I still want to appreciate these things. You know what I mean? So, I want to take the time to play these games and you know, spend my time enjoying that time. Yeah, that's kind of where my head's at. I think I just want to play more games. That's kind of where that's where I'm at, really. I want to get away, and spend some time playing video games. Yeah, that's where my head's at this Monday afternoon, Monday evening. So I appreciate you listening. I will catch up later this weekend. All right, it is now April 7th, 2024, recording this on a Sunday morning. What? Don't you usually record this in the afternoon? I don't fucking know, dude. I don't keep track of my schedule. I don't even like I know it just said the date, and I know I said it's morning, but I don't have the concept of time on my hands. My head's all spun. I don't know where I am. I don't know what I'm doing. Am I sipping some Starbucks chai right now, or am I dreaming? I actually recorded something yesterday. I tried to record something, but in my delirium, I didn't even really bother replaying back, you know, because like sometimes what I do is I'll replay back what I recorded just to be like, all right, you know, it's okay. Most of the time I don't really care, but sometimes I do. But dude, I was just out of it yesterday. I was in a real stinky mood, and look. Sometimes you gotta be honest, and you gotta be you know, you gotta be kind of true to yourself and stuff, but I don't wanna put that out there. Like, I wanna be honest when I am in a shitty mood, of course. I think that's fair. But I also recognize that when I've gone back and listened to past episodes, like a while back, I've recorded episodes in the past where I've like literally just kind of vented, and I'm like, look, this is, you know, listen, past Myro, I think that it is valid to do that. I think you're fine in doing that. You can do whatever you want, but I also feel that it just, I don't know, it doesn't come off in the best of ways, and there's better ways to kind of go about it in a sense, especially if you're putting yourself in like a public setting where other people can hear and listen to you. I think it is, once again, I think it is completely valid to vent about shit. If you have things on your mind, if you're going through something, if you're talking about the difficult things that are going on in the world, I think that is totally fair. Those are moments that I still keep in kind of the, you know, the archives of what I've recorded in the past. But I also recognize that it's not something that I would want to listen to, and I'm sure other people wouldn't really want to listen to either. All the, you know, I don't like it's not the best feeling to sort of be in that kind of position. I think other people can empathize with you and, you know, see that you're dealing with stuff or whatever, but it just, and there might be a time later on where I do record something where I am being maybe vulnerable or whatever, and I feel comfortable posting that and kind of sharing my thoughts or whatever, but it just wasn't, this was not one of those instances. I was not happy with how it came out. I just sounded, I mean, I was tired and I still am tired right now, but I'm just in a better, I just feel a little better, and I feel more energized, and I feel better, and I want to talk about things where I don't have this kind of cloud over my head. You know what I mean? So, I deleted it, and I'm recording something right now because I'm in a, I'm just, I just, I feel a little better. Sometimes, I don't know, just giving yourself some rest, and I'm technically like resting right now, if you want to call it that. It can give you a lot of, I don't know, it just gives you something to kind of energize and whatnot. So, I think it's just like, I think it's fair to give yourself a little bit of space to recover or whatever. So that's kind of where my it's kind of where my headspace is at currently. I feel a little better. I want to catch up on some stuff. Let's talk basketball. I mean, not much has really changed in the realm of the NBA in particular. We have 2 weeks remaining. Warriors have more or less secured, excuse me. Warriors have more or less secured the last in final 10th, you know, 10th place position for the play-in tournament. So it's kind of what expected. By the time the Warriors and Rockets game happened this past week, there was already like a decent amount of separation between the two teams, so it wasn't as high stakes as I sort of prefaced beforehand. So I, you know, maybe I kind of exaggerated a bit, or I miscalculated rather, the importance of that game. And the game turned out to be kind of a blowout for in the favor of the Warriors, so a bit anticlimactic, but you know, that's just kind of how it is. I think the Rockets still have a pretty decent future ahead of them, you know, as long as as long as they are sort of able to continue to develop their key young players in Jalen Green and Alperen Şengün, and I think they have a pretty nice future ahead of them. So, I mean, that's exciting, but as the current results stand, Warriors are heading into the play-in and hopefully into the postseason, into the playoffs. Every game, as I've mentioned before, is going to have some value of importance for the remaining, you know, the 20 teams that are in the sort of upper echelon of the standings, and especially for those who are in kind of the mix for the lower half of the bracket. I mean, in the East, it's kind of a complete mess. It's like 2 through 6 or something are all sort of close right now. I think that it'll be interesting to see how things kind of turn out. Today, there's like a whole slew of games on the schedule. I don't know if I'll be able to tune into a lot of them, but it'll be interesting to kind of see. I might just kind of like, you know, pop in here and there, but there is a game that I am actually going to tune in for sure, though, and that's the NCAA Women's Championship, which is happening this afternoon, I think. I finally tuned in on Friday to check out, because I mean, I've heard, you know, the buzz about Caitlin Clark and all of that in Iowa for kind of like over a year now, and I think this sort of hype about her has really bubbled to a certain extent this past, you know, kind of March Madness season. Again, I am not someone who is knowledgeable about college basketball at all. I'm more casual than I am with the NBA, honestly. Like, I sometimes I have to look up where colleges are. I'm like, where is Clemson again? I'm like, I know where like Alabama is, but where the hell is Clemson? So I just have no, I have very little, you know, knowledge about the college basketball world. But I think the circulating news is regarding Caitlin Clark. She's being heralded as one of the more exciting players to, you know, come out of the college sport, just in general, not even just across all kind of men, women's, and just all sports in general, one of the most exciting players out there. So I tuned in because I was just curious, and it was Iowa versus UConn for the semifinal. And it was a really exciting game. I was happy I tuned in. There was a lot of back and forth. There was like a point where UConn was up by a decent amount of points, and then Iowa came back in the second half and they took something like a 7-point lead, and then UConn came back and cut it close in the last couple of minutes. It was like a 1-point game, and then there's some shenanigans that happened at the end of the game with this somewhat maybe controversial call regarding an offensive foul committed by one of the UConn players. But I remember watching that and seeing the replay, and I was like, this is, I don't know, man, that's, I feel like that's more of a foul than not. So I thought that, I don't know, in those moments, like, you have two options. You either make the call or you don't make the call, and I think making the call was probably the more better choice. And I don't want to get into the refereeing and all that, because I've already complained about that way too much. I'm trying to move away from talking about the refs, man. I've already exhausted my opinion on that. But I felt that that call was fine. I thought it was fine. I didn't feel there was really any... like, sure, maybe you could have argued that, or you could have maybe let them play through the contact, but I don't know. I think there was enough of a foul for there to be enough of a foul committed to where it was called. But so Caitlin Clark didn't actually have that great of a game. Like, the game before, she had a 40-point game or something crazy like that. This game, she only had 20, but. She had this one move that was very this like crossover behind the back step back three, that was pretty sick. And I was like, all right, I can see the vision. I could see it. I can see what people are talking about, you know. Comparing to like Curry-esque and stuff, I think, you know, that's, I don't know, I think it's sort of like an apt comparison. I think anyone, you know, a lot of comparisons to Curry are going to be made in the coming years. Like, you'll see the impact his kind of presence has had on the game of basketball. I mean, you already kind of see it with just the amount of threes that people shoot nowadays and kind of the importance of threes and whatnot. The offense in the league has completely shifted. But I think just the individual play style as well, I think you can kind of attribute to his kind of legacy and whatnot moving forward. So that'll be interesting to see for sure. So yeah, I'm gonna try to tune in to that game, the game today for the national championship. I think it's between them and Iowa and, oh God, what's the other team? See, I don't know, man. I don't know. I didn't watch that other game, but we'll see. I guess we'll find out. Should be interesting to see. I was able to catch up a bit on Baten Kaitos last night, and this past week I got to the next sort of like major plot point, if you will, and so I was kind of happy that I sort of, you know, kind of continued to progress. I have very much taken advantage of the quality of life features that the remasters have provided, in regards to the, you know, kind of the speed up in time, turning off encounters and that sort of thing. So I have like utilized that for sure. I think that has led to me being able to kind of progress at a steadier rate than if I were to not use those kinds of updates or whatever. I think I would have really struggled to get through this game or whatever if I played through the original. And I think I might have noted this in a similar vein for Final Fantasy VII. I think it would have been a bit of a struggle for me to play through the originals at this rate, especially. Because there's this entire dungeon that I just completed where if you play at the original speed, there's this dungeon where you're essentially just sludging through mud, and I feel like if I didn't turn on like triple speed and no encounters, I would have been at that dungeon for like two, three hours. And I was like, dude, I just want to progress through the story. And even when you get to the end of the dungeon, it's like, there's not even like a conclusion to that sort of mini storyline of sorts. It's left kind of hanging. And then once you reach the end, you're just immediately transported to the beginning, which is beginning of the dungeon, which is fine. But I was like, dude, I feel like if I played this in the original setting, the way, you know, it was, you know, back in 2003 or 4 when this came out, I think I would have wanted to just shut off the game. I think it would have been incredibly frustrating to get through that and then reach the end and it be pretty unconclusive or inconclusive. I think that would have been pretty frustrating. So these quality of life features, I think for any, you know, any game that is being remastered or sort of remade for future generations, I think that it's the way to go, man. Like, it is the way to go to be able to have the ability to turn off encounters and to speed up the game and all that. I think those are massive, literal game changers for sure. So, along, you know, with those additions, I've really enjoyed kind of being able to experience the story and whatnot. I think that's really kind of the main focus of me playing through the game. I also really appreciate the art direction of this game. There are some really beautiful, I've already mentioned this before, there's some really beautiful set pieces. These kind of like background drops, kind of in a similar vein to, I don't know, Final Fantasy IX, where you have these sort of kind of like paintings as backdrops for your character to kind of like walk through. I think it's gorgeous. There's this really cool one that I came across. It's like a ship harbor, but they have these like massive structures of like these like statues of, or rather these like carvings of these like faces of like these old kind of wizards of the past, or old, you know, legends of the past, like carved into the mountain, and it's like jutting out. It looks awesome. It's so cool. It's such a cool design choice. So I really appreciate the art and just kind of the background work of this game. I think it's beautiful. So I wanted to give some praise there. But yeah, I'm like steadily making my way through. As I've mentioned before, I really want to try to beat this game before or by the end of the month, because next month I'm going to be going on a pretty extended work kind of travel. So I want to, and I don't expect that I'll have the time, or, you know, maybe even really necessarily the want to kind of put my energy towards playing, you know, games, I guess. So yeah, I want to progress, and I want to see through the end, for this game. Some other things, some other news. This past week or so, there's been some updates regarding Hollow Knight Silksong, that's come out in regards to it being shown on the respective game stores of each of the, you know, platforms, Steam, eShop, PlayStation Store, whatever. And it being available, not, you know, not available for pre-order, but the ability for it to be able to be pre-ordered. So that's news, I guess, right? I think for fans, including myself, that have waited for a very long time for the sequel to come out, I feel that I hope that the hype will sort of resurface again, because it's been such a long time since this game was first announced. It was announced back in 2018, I believe, so 6 years ago. The dates in between when Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom came out is the same amount of time since Silksong was first announced, and, you know, this current date, which is a little, I don't know, man. I understand. I don't want to put any like blame or pressure on the developers or whatever, but it's been a very long time, so I feel it's, I hope that with this sort of small bit of news that the game is going to come out sometime soon this year, hopefully, man, fingers crossed. I know that everyone's kind of sick of waiting. Like, entire lifespans have passed since Silksong was first announced. Does that make sense? I mean, it's just been, you know, entire lives have been born. Does that make sense too? Anyway, excuse me. Anyways, I wanted to do a quick catch up. Just talk about some stuff. Yeah, this past week I've just been super busy, and that just kind of like kind of that really that kind of bummed me out when I was recording yesterday. So I wanted to make it up and actually put something out there that where I'm in at least in like a decent mood and a better mood. So that's gonna be just my little catch up for this past week and this weekend. I will check back in next week, or, you know, who knows, coming up soon. Talk more basketball, as the season kind of comes to a close, and talk about some more, maybe gaming related stuff, or I don't know, music. I haven't talked about music in a long time, so just want to catch up on some additional stuff later on. Anyways, that's gonna do it for this week. Thank you for listening. This has been Save the Semantics, signing off.